This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
One of our crew members 5 years ago was going to Vietnam for a month-long trip they've been planning for years, and they got the vaccines to go and got deadly ill. And the medical doctor told her, if you ever take another vaccine again, you've developed an autoimmune response, it'll kill you. No vaccines ever again. Well, Brian Stelter's on the news saying basically stop everybody, go after everybody, even if you already have learned immunity. Military service members with natural immunity file lawsuit against DOD, FDA, HHS over COVID vaccine mandate. What if you already have a natural immunity? They say you should never take a vaccine once you have it. You can cause major problems. We got 4 minutes. He shared with us Dr. Boyle is a very respected lawyer. He's fought the forced injections in court martials. He helped end a lot of them. So in 4 minutes we got left, sir. A lot of military, as I said, have called in. They wanted to have you on to give advice. Please give them as much info as you can.
Hi, Alex. Well, first, we all know that CNN is a front organization for the CIA, and they work in cahoots with the CDC. As for MSNBC, Microsoft, that's Bill Gates. So you can't believe anything they're telling you. What can I say? Now, as for the our current members of U.S. Armed Forces, under military law, you have a right to disobey an illegal order. That is well established. You can find that in the Uniform Code of Military Justice and also in the manual on that Winthrop on military law. And indeed, I have successfully helped defend the first Gulf War resistor to the first Gulf War by Bush Sr., Jeff Patterson, arguing that the order given to Corporal Patterson when he was at Kanahoe Bay, Hawaii, to ship out to Saudi Arabia was illegal and he didn't have to obey it. And we got Patterson out of the Marine Corps on that argument. You can read it if you want to, my book, Protesting Power, War, Resistance, and Law, and how we did it in Chapter 4, The Constitutionality of President George H. Bush, War, Senior War Against Iraq on Trial. So this strategy has been taken before. So you can't blow your cool. Obviously, you know, if you get an order, you're in the military command there. You cannot get upset. You cannot curse anyone out. Obviously, you have to be respectful, and you just say, you know, I'm very sorry, sir. I cannot obey this order to take the Frankenshots. It is clearly an illegal order in violation of the Nuremberg Code on medical experimentation, which is a Nuremberg crime, and also a Nuremberg crime against humanity in violation of the Nuremberg Charter, Judgment, and Principles. How to argue all that is in my book, that chapter. And that, I think, would be the response. And then, you know, it would be up to them, your commanding officer, to decide what to do with you. My advice would be at this time to a group of you get together and try now to line up civilian attorneys to defend you. I don't mean any disrespect to JAG lawyers. I've worked with some of them, and some of them have been, you know, very courageous in the down there at Gitmo, knowingly forfeiting their JAG careers, standing up for Gitmo detainees. But the bottom line is JAG lawyers are still in a military chain of command. And in a highly politicized case like this, there's only so much JAG lawyers can do for you. So, you know, you're there at a military base, and there are probably around there retired JAG lawyers, retired JAG judges, who are familiar with the military justice system and can enable you to
absolutely. Dr. Boyle, we're out of time. Thank you so much. And again, people can read online. There's a way with written orders to go up. Just be polite about it. They got so many saying no, they're not going to be able to make you do it. Thank you, Dr. Boyle. Amazing interview.
Well, thanks a lot, Alex. Again, my best to you and your listening audience in these dire times that face us all.
Absolutely. Back at you. We'll be right back.
Do you think it's a bad trait of Mike Lindell that he's so optimistic, that he's so positive? No. It's that type of optimism that built this country. We would have never defeated the British 250 years ago if we didn't have a lot of optimism and we didn't persevere. George Washington lost most of his major battles, but he kept fighting for 6 years, and finally we won. Well, Mike Lindell has been fighting as a man in the arena, and he's continuing to expose serious issues with the 2020 election, and we need to keep him in the fight. Plus, he's got hundreds of incredible made-in-American products, not just pillows, not just towels, not just sheets, not just beds, and he's got up to 66% off at MyPillow.com with promo code Alex. You get the best deals. It's made in America. He's investigating the election. He's fighting the globalists. He's standing up against forced inoculations. His organization is reaching millions of people. We need to support it and support InfoWars at the same time at MyPillow.com. Promo code Alex, up to 66% off. You need these products already. They're high quality. Use promo code Alex and save big.
Okay, folks, we got a special guest host about to take over. Alex Jones here in the final segment. I had so much to hit. I ended up being part of the war room yesterday, too. There's so much. But, man, I am just blown away. They just unsealed the names of who some of the clients were in the whole rings with Jeffrey Epstein in the Ghislaine Maxwell case. And one of them is a gentleman. And I'm going to get to this later. I'm not going to name names yet. I want to go over the list first. But it's the Walt Disney Company people. It's Hollywood, obviously. All these people that were her clients reportedly, you know, doing these horrible things. One of them is a lawyer I've never named who quarterbacks the operations against us, the Democratic Party. It's one of the head Clinton lawyers. And I had to sign non-disclosures and stuff in some of this. I got to talk to lawyers before I get into this. But is it not incredible that this is who we're fighting directly? I mean, this is, go ahead and bring me the article, thanks. This is absolutely insane. So I just learned about this 2 minutes ago. Thank you, sir. Now, this is just what the FBI put out. You know it's a lot more than 38 people that she was supplying kids to. So I think the judge could have been saying, release the names so they would remove a bunch of names. Because Epstein said thousands of people serviced. So, I mean, hell, it was hundreds of girls a month just in one area of Florida. They had this stuff everywhere. Wow. Wow, the feds are getting ready to indict all these people. They're all, quote, listed as defendants. Yeah, I'm not going to cover this until I've done research on it. I'm going to stop right there. I don't usually savor things, and I don't want to do a villain laugh. But I'm a good person. I love God, but I have a big evil side that it's always over there. And I've learned not to enjoy my enemies having bad things happen. Yes. Yes. You guys be thanking the Lord right now. Lord, help me, Holy Spirit. Make me not be evil and rebel with us. Please, God. Love Jesus. See, I am a fallen creature, and I should not rebel. That's how my enemies are. They rebel all day, and I don't let myself rebel anymore. I used to rebel. I don't rebel. It's making me stronger. I have better discernment. When I rebel, God doesn't like it. Please, Lord, help me. Oh, they'll all be destroyed. See, that's not good. It's not good. Kill yourself. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, sorry. You made me this way, God. I love you. Just please help me. See, I'd have to get news like this when I'm on air. My enemy's being indicted. Because, see, it could come back on me, and they're trying to set me up for stuff, so it's not a game. Pride go before a fall. Do not be like them. But this is not an act right now. I'm trying to control myself. Be Christ-like. Very sad these people are evil and bad. Very sad this is happening. There. Control. Ah!
Yes.
Oh, sorry.
You don't know the stuff they've done to me and my family behind the scenes. Okay, stop it. Stop it! Like Dr. Strangelove and the end of the movie. Make sure I can walk. All right. They've not made me have a full psychotic break, but a little bit of one. All right, oh my God, a little bit of a victory lap here, but it's not. I want to see all these people go to prison, don't you? I want to see them punished for what they've done. We've gone through a lot of hell together, and if I'm spiking the football here a little bit, it's catty, and I apologize for it. Okay, let's get focused. Lord works in mysterious ways. Let's talk about another creepazoid. Let's talk about Brian. I'm not saying he's a pedophile stelter. I don't think he is. I just think if I was going to cast somebody in a Hollywood movie that, like, again, the gravedigger or kidnapped kids and took them in basements and ate them, I mean, it would not be Brian. It would be Brian Stelter. So he's come out and said, an unvaccinated minority that doesn't watch the news or trust the news is putting the vaccinated majority at risk. Due to there's no way around the reality. So, oh, I'm vaccinated. I'm totally protected. Isn't it great? And you're going to get me sick if you're not vaccinated. I mean, the definition of poser, of fake, of fraud. I mean, look at that sack of lying, un-American, anti-free speech garbage. That article's up on Infowars.com. CNN Stelter Hillary, this is dragged, over claims unvaccinated endanger vaccinated people because they don't watch TV. Hey, your vaccinated idiots are the one that created the Delta variant. That's not debated. But you prey on your dumbass audience, and you wish we were all as dumb as you, Stelter. And I meant to do this at the start of the show. I asked Tit to write this article, and now, of course, I've gone crazy and lost it. I had a whole damn stack on it. It was really important. Guys, oh, here it is. I found it. Get this. I saw a meme of this last night, and I went and checked it. It was true. Glacier Park, they put a signs up 10 years ago that said the glaciers will all be melted by 2020. The glaciers are bigger than ever, and the Antarctic and Arctic ice sheets are the biggest ever recorded. National Park removes glaciers will be gone by 2020 signs that were put in a decade ago. The National Park removed glaciers will be gone by 2020 signs because the global warming prediction never came true. Glacier National Park made headlines when it removed park signs meant to highlight climate change predictions by the U.S. Geological Survey. The park attempted to save face by claiming the glaciers are still shrinking, and it goes on from there. Here's another one. Editorial. What global warming Obama to buy Martha's Vineyard mansion at 1 foot of sea level. That was like 8-7 years ago. Here's another one. Five ways we know Al Gore's been running a global warming racket. Excellent article, Investor Business Daily, with that. And then it just goes on from there. I mean, these people are the biggest scammers the galaxy has ever seen. And if you want the answers, it just goes back to Israel, and it goes back to universities, and it goes back to all these other countries like Singapore. Everywhere that didn't do the vaccines and let things open, lowest death rate, lowest sickness. Everywhere you got the vaccinated, highest death rate, highest sickness. It's the same thing at U.S. universities where they've gotten 95% of these idiots to take the shot. Because, you know, they always tell me, oh, I just took the shot because I want to get through my problems and get back to normal. You don't get back to normal. It's like a heroin dealer giving you drugs to get you addicted. Like, I'm just going to take these first few shots, just to get over this. No, you're going to get addicted. They're capturing you. They're taking you over. They're dominating you. It just goes on and on. Yeah, Australia, 90-95% of the hospitalized are fully vaccinated, even though the country is at half vaccinated now. It's not even vaccine. All right, we did a pretty good job today, and we have a very special guest who does a great job every week. I wouldn't have cut him off, but I had some more stuff to cover. Dr. Andrew Kaufman is going to be taking over, and so you don't want to miss that interview with him. He's always got a bunch of big guests on his show, on the show whenever he hosts it as well, and so he's going to be
coming on. He's got an MS from MIT and an MD from University Medical Center in South Carolina. And he's going to be exposing a whole bunch of this stuff coming up, AndrewCoffinMD.com. Don't forget, we're funded by you. And next Monday, the sale will end on Vitamin Mineral Fusion. The circuit of your immune system, 33% off. And we have the new incredible, which I did take about an hour ago. I had coffee too, but this is Brain Force Plus with all the key herbs and massive amounts of energy. Oh, it's amazing. It is 40% off out of the gates, but it's selling out so fast. I'm going to end the sale on it to Monday because it might be sold out. We got a limited amount. So get your Brain Force Ultra and try it out at InfoWarsStore.com. And there's so many other great products like Living Defense. It's still 40% off. Vasobeast, still 50% off. But that all ends Monday at midnight. InfoWarsStore.com. All right. This is a participation sport, taking on the tyrants and winning. So, everybody, tell your friends, your family, your neighbors, strangers to tune in on local radio stations, local TV, however you're watching, and tell folks about InfoWars.com and FreeWorldNews.tv because big news is coming up. The war room's in 45 minutes.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Host of this fourth hour, and I have another exciting show today, and we have two main feature stories. The first story is back-to-school tyranny, when we'll follow up from last week, looking at the dark side, and we'll specifically be talking about Massachusetts. And secondly, we'll be talking about, do the world's governments have any proof that this virus even exists? And today's guest is an expert on these topics and has been doing a lot of investigative work on them lately, and her name is Romola Dee. And Romola Dee is one of the most respected independent science and technology journalists that I know of in the alt media space, and has done a great service to humanity over the past 18 months in her reporting related to the COVID pandemic. Earlier in her career, she was on the faculty at the George Washington University teaching creative writing. She's also worked professionally as a technical writer in various industries. And has written a lot of publications. And sometime in the past, pre-COVID era, she became aware of some sinister plots against humanity, such as geoengineering, also having difficulties with issues in the local school system. And she began her career as an independent journalist, where she's done great work. So, Romola, welcome to the Alex Jones Show.
Thank you so much for having me, Dr. Kaufman. I'm truly honored to be here with you hosting it, and thank you for that great introduction.
Well, it's my pleasure. And so last week I had Layla Centner, the owner of the Centner Academy in Miami, Florida, who told us about perhaps the world's only school that has zero COVID restrictions. And it was a really inspiring and heartwarming story to see how children can actually survive and thrive as they once did in our not so recent past. And today you want to tell us a little bit about a very contrary story of what's happening in Massachusetts as we go back to school. So, Romola, why don't you set us up with what's going on and how you came to be interested in this story?
Okay, well, just a commentary on Layla Centner. I mean, she's doing a fabulous job in Florida, and I wish more principals and schools would follow her example. It's absolutely brilliant. Well, as you know, over here in Massachusetts, unfortunately, Dr. Kaufman, something very different is rolling out, and that is the Commissioner of Education. This is the Board of Elementary and Secondary School Education, has issued an edict or a mandate or whatever one can call it, that every single K through 12 school is required to have its students mask up for 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, starting with the beginning of the school year, which is this week. You know, school starts this Thursday, literally right. Tomorrow, actually. Oh, 2 days from now.
Right. So, Romola, this is very similar to mandates that we're hearing from around the country, right, that are following last year's similar mandates. And does this also, you know, include private schools in Massachusetts? And I know that you wrote very strongly that essentially that their plan is to turn the schools into field hospitals. So can you, tell us a little bit about what distinguishes Massachusetts at the present time?
Oh, absolutely. Well, it seems to me, just looking at what's going on, Dr. Kaufman, it's not just masking, you know, which of course they are doing. And I was just reading that they're planning to do the masking for a certain reason, and that reason is to ensure vaccination for the student body. And apparently right now, between certain age groups, 15 and above, there's already in Massachusetts something like 68% vaccination, you know, among teenagers. So they are trying to force through more vaccination on the student body, and they're trying to kind of predicate the masking on-off ramping is what the commissioner is calling it. So he's promising people that he will get the mask mandate off if a certain amount of vaccination can be achieved in the schools.
I see. So, a black man.
Yeah, it sounds like blackmail. And then on top of that, they're going to be testing. So literally, and this is why I used the terminology that I used in my letter and in my article that I wrote, publishing my letter to the commissioner, Dr. Goffman. Looking at what's happening, it seems to me they're trying to turn the schools into prison wards, into hospital wards, into policing zones. Because as soon as the kids get into school, from the morning to the evening, they're going to be watched. And they're going to be watched for even one single symptom of the supposed famed, professed, not proved to exist virus, COVID-19.
Right. If there's a child that blows their nose in class, they have to go to the school nurse for a full evaluation, correct?
That's correct, exactly. So
So we're no longer allowed to have normal bodily functions without any scrutiny.
Exactly. And Charlie Baker, as you point out rightly, is very much, at the head of the show, certainly sort of hiding behind the scenes right now because they've kind of pushed the Commissioner of Education to the fore. But, of course, the government and the governor is behind all of this, right? It's sort of a state scheme. It's the Commonwealth of Massachusetts that's running this charade that, unfortunately, is being committed on the bodies and brains of and the psyches of our children. Because as you may know, Dr. Kaufman, there have been so many studies out showing how detrimental these masking mandates are, both to the physical health of children and also to their psychological health, their psychological and mental well-being. Right?
Absolutely. So and in fact, I'm getting calls now this time of year, as I did last year, asking me to be an expert witness for cases where they're suing schools and school districts on this matter because of my background in psychiatry. So I've actually researched this issue, and I think aside from the combined turmoil leading to increased substance abuse, anxiety, depression, and suicide attempts, where there's been a major increase among school-aged children, you know, we can't pinpoint those things to be caused by masks alone, but certainly we know masks is a main contributing factor. But there are three areas in psychological realm that masks have a clear harm. The first is in language perception. Because children, as they're learning language, they need to read lips to distinguish certain types of sounds and inflections. The second would be reading emotions, because reading emotions in the facial expression requires looking around at the mouth and the muscles around the mouth. And there are specific emotions, in fact, that can't be recognized without that, such as actually disgust and joy. Interestingly, so you cannot see the joy or disgust on other people's faces when they're covered with a mask. And then the third aspect really has to do with social development overall. And part of that is just being able to recognize and identify the actual identity of the people that you're interacting with, which can be a very big barrier. I mean, imagine meeting someone while their face is covered with a mask and then only knowing them. Seeing them, right? It's like you don't really know who that person is. But aside from that, all of these limitations, of course, affect the socialization of children. And this is really the root of all the turmoil and anguish we discussed. So, Romola, we're about to hit a break here, but when we come back, I'd like to talk a little bit more about the action people are taking to fight against these mandates in Massachusetts, and perhaps there is some hope for our children in the future. So please stay tuned to the Alex Jones Show, and we'll be right back after these messages.
I've been fighting as hard as I can for almost 28 years against the globalists. I wanted to stop their agenda. I wanted to wake up the world and stop them dead in their tracks before they went operational. But we failed. Yes, a lot of people are awake. Yes, we're not getting caught flat-footed, but they are going ahead with their full operational deindustrialization Great Reset. And that's why it's more important than ever that all viewers and all listeners tell everybody they know about the show, because people are ready to wake up and ready to hear the truth. So we've got to information warfare the enemy and try to stop their agenda, but we've also got to get personally prepared. And one of the number one things to do is high-quality, storable food. We've got the best food ready to ship at very affordable prices at InfoWarsStore.com. So whether it's a month or a six-month or a year supply or specialty diets, it's ready to ship right now. Lock your orders in before food prices go up and before there are long lines and waits, because believe me, serious times are coming. Get ready at InfoWarsStore.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dr. Andrew Kaufman, and I came together with Dr. Tom Cowan today to tell you about our new conference, the True Healing Conference, this October 9th and 10th. And we are super excited because we have this opportunity to focus on the new biology, which is really the old biology with some new technological spins on it, as well as talking about what truly results in healing. we're going to be covering some really fascinating topics such as water and structured water, biophotons, biofield tuning, the holographic blood and live blood analysis, and orgone energy. It's going to be really exciting. All these topics to help us understand the true nature of how our bodies work and how we can remain healthy and recover from disease.
There is a different way to think about biology, medicine, science than really most of us have ever imagined. These people who have been at the forefront of really what is a human being, what is life, how does biology work, and that's the only way to go forward, because that is what this whole COVID thing is all about. We need a different way of seeing the world.
We're talking about ushering in a new paradigm of biology and healing, that we can be self-reliant, we can learn, and we can actually be really healthy, not chronically ill for our lives, but actually vital and truly alive as we're meant to be.
Extremely excited about this conference. In the last 18 months, I've learned more about biology, medicine, and in some ways life than pretty much the rest of my life combined. I didn't expect that.
All right, Tom.
All right, I'm very excited. Join us.
Jones Show. I'm your host, Dr. Andrew Kaufman, and today I have with me Romola D., independent scientific and technology journalist and editor and publisher of the Everyday Concerned Citizen at concernedcitizen.net. Is that the right address, Romola?
It's everydayconcerned.net.
Everydayconcerned.net. My apologies. So
no
we
problem.
Were talking about the problems in the Massachusetts school mandates before the break. So why don't you pick us up where we left off, Romola?
Okay. Well, you know, thank you for spelling out all of the dangers to wearing masks that children suffer from. You know, they're unable to see their friends' faces. They can't really determine what the teacher is saying. They can't distinguish emotions, etc. Their reading abilities go down quite a bit. And, you know, there are so many other dangers. When you read these mask studies and you hear about large numbers of children complaining about feeling less happiness, less desire to go to school, less interest in studies, as well as inability to concentrate, headaches, irritability. I think the German study that was released recently talked about almost 68 to 70% of kids talking about irritability and headaches. So,
that was actually a survey of a large number of students who actually had this requirement talking about their experience. So it's more, you know, real world data within the last year, and, you know, very, very significant, and correlates pretty much with what we'd expect based on the primary research. So what about
other requirements?
You know, you had mentioned that they're trying to turn this into some kind of hospital ward. They're going to be observing people in special rooms. And then do they have ability to, you know, take the children away without their parents' consent?
Well, here's what I heard about at their meeting, at the Quincy Public Schools meeting last week, August 26th, maybe more than a week at this point. But one of the things that they're planning to do is just monitor the children. So the children are going to be constantly policed for even one symptom, whether it's blowing your nose or sneezing or coughing or whatever. And if they do show even one symptom, they're going to be asked to be tested. Now, testing is a medical intervention. They can't do it without the parents' permission. So the parents are required to sign a form. And, you know, this is becoming quite an issue of contention in families all across Massachusetts, you know, between husbands and wives, etc. One parent thinking, yeah, it's okay, and the other parent thinking, certainly not. This is child abuse. It's torture. Look at those torture swabs. I mean, I personally call them torture swabs. Those long nasal swabs that they thrust up people's noses, you know?
Imagine doing this to a child. These are not benign tests. And, you know, if you look in the literature, the only time
that it's talked about where they use this procedure with really long swabs all the way to the back of the nasal cavity, the posterior wall, is for the purpose of delivering drugs to the brain directly, because there are branches of one of the cranial nerves there. So we don't know for sure if that's the case, but we do know from some aftermarket research done by Dr. Gatti in Italy that many of the nasal swabs on the market actually contain nanometallic particles, such as silicon and silver. And we don't know the purpose of these, but we do know that it's likely that they could go directly into the brain upon using these swabs to administer. The other significant thing is that these are not cotton swabs like a Q-tip that you might use to clean your ears at home. It actually has a stiff plastic fibers that are hooked, similar to like a one half of a Velcro apparatus, and they are supposed to scrape the mucous membrane at the back of the nose, and their justification is that provides a good sample. But with all this potential harm, we're talking about a diagnostic test that's never even undergone a basic validation study, which would be the first step required to even consider applying for FDA approval. So it's an experimental device, and, you know, even on the package, it says that it should not be used for diagnostic purposes. So we're talking about really imposing not just any healthcare procedure, but an experimental procedure that's invalid upon, you know, unsuspecting children. So, of course, this is, a major point of contention, I would suspect.
Absolutely, and potentially harmful, because if it's going right up to the brain and depositing things over there, that is super scary. And which parent is going to say that's okay? There are thousands of parents in Massachusetts who are really against these masks, against the testing. And those are not the only tests, by the way. It seems like they've got all sorts of new tests now. They've got antigen tests, and they're promoting something called pooled testing. And the FDA has got whole pages on their website on this. And it's all about getting samples from both the teachers and the school children, mixing the stuff up and doing kind of testing on the mess.
At some universities, like Syracuse University, they're actually proposing testing the sewage from the dormitory to see if there's anyone in the dormitory. Okay, so, obviously this is unprecedented mass scale of biological surveillance that we have going on here. And since it is such a huge financial windfall, I mean, we're talking about $1 billion-plus industry just for this experimental testing. And by the way, also these testing has no liability, just like the therapeutic so-called genetic vaccines. So this is a windfall, and everyone who is capable, every company is capable of developing and marketing this technology wants to get in. So that's why you have all these different tests. There's essentially, three strategies: the genetic or PCR strategy, the antibody strategy, and then the antigen, which is supposedly testing an actual piece of something. But once again, none of these are validated, and all are experimental. So we're about headed to our next break, but I think the main justification for all of these mandates is the presence of a virus. So do any of the world's governments actually have the proof that this virus even exists? And if they don't, how can they possibly justify these policies? So we'll be right back with the answer.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have: your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
10. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Hello and welcome back to this fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show on September 8th, 2021. I'm your guest host, Dr. Andrew Kaufman, and I have independent journalist here, Ramola D. from the Everyday Concern Citizen at everydayconcern.net. And before the break, we were just starting to talk about, do the governments of the world actually have proof that this virus exists? And many of you know I've been one of the major proponents highlighting that the scientific evidence actually does not show that there is a new virus that could possibly be causing this disease. And of course, there is some contention because we have articles purporting to quote unquote isolate a new virus. However, we know that this is not really the technique to show there is a new organism in existence. So what several people have done, and Ramola D. is one of the best examples here, is to solicit the government about this and say, what evidence do you have that this even exists? So, Ramola, yes. Tell us how you've gone about this and how you decided to take up this cause.
Absolutely, I'd be happy to. And first of all, thank you, Dr. Kaufman, for actually creating your statement of virus isolation and doing all the work that you've done to educate all of us regarding what virus isolation really is. You know, what does it mean to get a purified isolate of a virus using Koch's postulates, using reverse postulates, which is sort of classic microbiology that all of you experts in microbiology and biology have at your fingertips, so you've been able to educate us. So taking that knowledge and also being inspired by the example of particularly Patrick King, who, as you know, got something of a win in Alberta, Canada, when the provincial health officer over there has now withdrawn all of the COVID restrictions, mask mandates, whatever mandates they had going, primarily after something that cropped up in a lawsuit against the government from Patrick King, which I think he did that as a counter lawsuit after they sued him or something like that.
This is in Alberta, Canada, and what Patrick King did is that he subpoenaed the Minister of Health for the province of Alberta and requested the material evidence to show the actual existence and causality of a virus and a disease, and they were, of course, unable to provide the evidence. And so behind the scenes, there were some policy changes that the timing matched up pretty well with.
Exactly. And in fact, one of the points that he made was that, well, what exactly holds up your act? You've got the Alberta Health Act. You've got all these COVID restrictions going. But what holds up this act? Where is this virus? And, you know, where is the isolate for the virus? So looking at his language, I came up with the idea of asking the Massachusetts Department of Public Health, because I could tell that they were gearing up for mask mandates, and I was getting very worried. This was about a month ago. So I put in, at the beginning of August, I put in FOIA requests to a few people. One was the Massachusetts Department of Public Health. One was the Office of the Governor in Massachusetts. Also the CDC and the Department of Health and Human Services, that is the federal department. And I heard back from all of them. At this point now, I have gotten all of the information from them, and I have reported it. And I can tell you that what each one said. The Department of Health and Human Services referred me to the CDC. And I'll talk about the CDC in just a minute. The Office of the Governor wrote back first, and they said, no, we don't have any records that fall within the scope of your request. And I had specifically asked for information on a purified isolate of the SARS-CoV-2/COVID-19 virus, as well as an isolate of the Delta variant that provides the basis for all of the COVID mandates and guidances that are being issued from the Massachusetts government. You know?
Now, Ramona, let me interrupt you for 1 second, because I can tell you that it was never even attempted to even do their corrupted isolation procedure, which really should be called a tissue culture, of any variant. So in other words, even though you can find, you know, published papers saying isolation of a novel coronavirus, which is not the correct procedure, but they still have at least done it, they haven't even attempted that for any variant whatsoever. So you definitely can't find it. And it's also very important that people know there are no tests for any variants either. So when
that's
you go
really,
get
really
a test,
interesting.
Yes, it cannot distinguish or point out any possible variants, because these are also made-up constructs.
That's huge information, and I think that does need to be emphasized going forward, Dr. Kaufman, just from a journalistic point of view over here. Because, you know, think about that. Nobody's actually bothered to do a test to isolate this virus. Nobody's done it. No one anywhere. Not the CDC, not the WHO, not any single Department of Public Health, no university, nobody whatsoever. And that, by the way, is what Christine Massey proved, right, when she and her team wrote to several departments of health all around the world, and they found out that there is no isolate. Frances Leda did the same thing. She wrote to the MHRA, and she found out they don't have a virus in the vaccine. They've got some kind of synthesized genomic sequence that looks, sounds out
beautifully
fabricated.
That's exactly right. So I'd like to bring up, you know, two things. One is that, you know, the language that you use to make these requests is very important, because, and I want to also refer people to my website for the SOVI statement that you mentioned, the statement on virus isolation, because it lays this out in very clear language that anyone can understand. But we're talking about, you know, purifying or isolating the virus directly from its source in nature, which would be a sick person. And Torsten Engelbrecht, the journalist who wrote the book Virus Mania, he actually emailed the authors of the main paper where they claimed to isolate the virus and asked them, was it purified? And all of them replied in writing, that it was either not purified or they didn't even attempt to purify it at any stage, whether directly from a sick person or even after the cell culture. And this is documented, by the way, in an article called PCR Tests Are Scientifically Meaningless, that is in Off Guardian. And then I'm so glad that you mentioned Christine Massey, because we can't really talk about this issue without bringing Christine up, because she has been the world's leading person submitting FOIA requests to governments, universities, and other agencies around the world. And she's amassed a huge database, I think, at this point. And not one government agency or university has been able to show any conclusive proof that this virus really exists.
Absolutely. I think her work has been absolutely seminal and critical to this discussion. And in fact, when the CDC wrote back to me, so let me just continue the story over here. So the Massachusetts Department of Public Health, by the way, said they have no responsive records, okay, no responsive documents. And they gave me information on appealing it. Well, I'm not interested in appealing it. I just want the information, obviously. So I looked at the CDC. The CDC wrote back a slightly longer letter, and what they said was, and this is really interesting, they said the COVID-19 is caused by the SARS-CoV-2 virus. And the SARS-CoV-2 virus is detected by the PCR test. And then they sent me links to a couple of articles. And, you know, these articles, again, talk about the detection of the virus. They had micrographs of somebody's lung tissue, diseased lung tissue. But that doesn't talk about an isolate of the virus, you know,
that's
to a layperson.
Right. And in fact, we saw in an article last summer that the same exact images were shown on microscopic slides from kidney biopsies taken before the COVID pandemic even existed. So these images really are meaningless as well.
Absolutely. And yes, Gary Mullis has indeed said that you can, with a PCR test, you over-amplify it enough, you'll find almost anything, right? And that seems to be the case. So the other link that the CDC sent me to was something to do with genomic sequences, you know, a whole database of genomic sequences. And so they're basically suggesting that, look, we've got the genomic sequence of the virus. The virus exists. We're detecting it with this test. And that was the point at which I wrote to you and to a bunch of other doctors, and some of you wrote back and, you know, referred me to your work, to the statement of viruses isolation. Explain to me how indeed mainstream science is considering what a virus is by simply taking a mass of sputum from various people, mixing it with some Vero cells, some monkey kidney cells, and then taking a photograph of it or pulling some genomic sequences out of it and calling it a specific virus. So this doesn't make sense to any of us. It, you know, just common sense. This doesn't sound like an isolate of anything whatsoever. So
right. We're talking about shadows and partial fingerprints, you know, in the sand and things like that. And they're essentially saying that amounts to an actual thing, when it's only a rumor of a possible thing.
Exactly. And, well, Dr. Young referred me at this point to Christine Massey's work and, you know, to the language that she used when she asked for a purified isolate. And, you know, he talked about the whole methodology of maceration, centrifuging, et cetera, to get this isolate. So I took that language and I wrote back to the CDC with this new language. I said, look, a medical microbiologist has helped me clarify my query. Here it is, and here's what I'm looking for.
Can you bottom line it for us, Romola? Because, you know, we have, is there any proof out there? Does anyone have any proof?
No, the CDC
absolutely
was unable
not
to respond to this.
Right. Well, thank you so much for coming on today and enriching us with all this information. And please don't forget to sign up for the True Healing Conference.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.